Changes are coming to the recently reopened Cohoes Music Hall. The Cohoes Music Hall appears to be heading in the direction of creative independence. Step one begins with extricating the hall from a management agreement with Albany's Palace Theater. Mayor Sean Morse.
The city of Cohoes is and will always be grateful for the Palace Theater and the opportunities that they provided us as we tried to bring our music hall back to life.
The two became partners in early 2016, with the Palace set to manage the venue for 3 years, announcing an ambitious schedule to host 60 events in its first year at the 400-seat hall, with plans to double that number after that. The hall announced a grand reopening of the venue that dates back to 1874. But there has been a dramatic change of plans. Palace Executive Director Holly Brown, hired by the Palace in 2011, was not aware that the theater conducted a search for someone to replace her, after hearing she was considering other opportunities. She stepped down at the end of October.
You know, she books the shows, and she was making it, our facility come back to life. And, when things are going well, why would you ever want to, change from the person that's already made it so successful?
Moore says he didn't think twice about offering Brown, credited with having turned the Palace's financial situation around, the opportunity to manage the Cohoes Music Hall, effective January 1st. Moore says an agreement in principle was reached, which requires approval of the city council. But 6th Ward Council Member Randy Kanifka says neither he nor his fellow representatives have seen any documents. The board is scheduled to meet November 28th. He's not keen on the turn of events so far.
The mayor is saying that, well, we have to have Miss Brown. Miss Brown is the best around, and that could very well be. I don't know her. I hear her reputation is pretty good, but I think we're left now with a situation where, what is this going to cost us?
Morse is convinced Brown will make the hall the best in the country. Brown could not be reached for comment. Cohoes Director of Economic and Community Development Michael Jacobson tells the Times Union Holly Brown will not be a city employee, and she'll be tasked with forming a company the Palace will transfer hall management to. Kanifka has his doubts.
I support the music hall 1,000%, but we have to create a system over there where they can go out, raise the money, operate the music hall. That building needs $1 million of improvements at least, and I don't know where that money's going to come from, but you got to fundraise. You have to have a board. You have to have people over there dedicated to the music hall. The city shouldn't be in show business. We need to be paving roads. We need to be improving our infrastructure, lowering taxes.
The Cohoes Music Hall hosted more than 120 events during the first year of its agreement with the Palace. The Palace Theater did not respond to a request for comment. Neither did the Cohoes Music Hall. Mayor Morse said the two facilities are likely to continue their relationship in some manner. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.